So this is the Board of Lister hearings for 87 Bayview Drive, Bayview Road. What'll happen is we will go around the room, introduce ourselves for the record, and then once everyone's introduced, you'll have 15 minutes to let us know what you think the value is and what and why. And then the board will deliberate. They'll go into a deliberative session, and once they come up with a decision, the town will send out a letter to you, certified mail, of the result of their decision.
Okay,
and that'll be, we try to get it out within a week, but by statute it's 14 days at the end of the Board of Lister hearings, which was July 8th.
Understood.
Okay, so let's go around and introduce ourselves.
Charlotte Carrier.
Hi, Charlotte.
Bob Vickery.
Hey, Jerry.
And
Ben Farmer.
Okay.
It's pretty simple. My neighbor sold his house last October. He has more square footage than me. It's 1,793 square feet versus my 1,352. His lot is 0.41 acres, mine is 0.3. Beautiful refinished home with a pool, and the sale price was $495. I'm not here to drive down my estimate, my value, more than reasonable, but since it was literally my next door neighbor, who has a larger property, larger home, same location, and it sold for $495 last October, I really feel that it should at the very most be $495 versus the, I don't have the paper in front of me, $540.
Right. So what's this, the street number on that?
That one's 55 Bayview Drive, and I brought both. I brought the Zillow
right
for now.
Okay, I missed it. It's
yeah.
In front of me. Thank you.
So I'm requesting $495 as my value, as fair market value. And that's it. Nothing really more than that. Well, I guess I should say one thing. Since it is larger square footage on the house, on the finished house and the lot, I would like less than 495 if there was a percentage, but I think that should be the ceiling. I don't want to limit myself on reducing the property value less than that, but I think, you know, that's reasonable.
Was your house built in 2015?
It was.
Okay.
It's a manufactured home. Mass produced. Everything's cheap. And my wife doesn't like that because everything needs to be replaced. Windows, the bathroom. They built it as cheap as they could.
And the house next door wasn't?
Nope, that was built in 1950, but redone. Nicer points than ours, for sure.
Mm-hmm.
We got linoleum, manufactured wood instead of real hardwood.
Mm-hmm.
The cheapest windows you can find since they frost and collect mildew and mold every year. But I'll get to it when I can.
That looks like that's the biggest difference, the age of the house.
Yeah. Well, because previously your building was assessed at 331 and your neighbor's was assessed at, let's see, 269.
Mm-hmm.
So it was different even, yeah, the last time.
Yeah.
But I must say that it's better quality. They built things better. Mine is literally a manufactured home that was trucked in and put on a concrete.
Mm-hmm.
It's not good quality. I would argue it's less quality than their place.
Who was the manufacturer?
I don't know. I actually submitted the whole blueprints to the town, so the town has the whole manufactured home blueprints. I don't know if they throw them away or keep them on record, but it's cheap.
And you have an unfinished basement? You have full
Correct.
Unfinished basement.
Full
okay.
Unfinished basement.
Different manufacturers, like Huntington out of East Montpelier, they do good quality Other ones are not, so.
I mean, everything worked fine the first few years, but everything needs replaced now. The bathrooms, the flooring, the windows are the worst. It's all really cheap. But when it's brand new, and because we bought it brand new, it looks shiny and nice.
Yeah.
It's not until you live in a few years you realize how little. Yeah, there's linoleum in the bathroom, or what's that stuff that you peel and stick? So it's not
linoleum and stick.
Yeah, peel and stick.
Tiles.
There you go.
And you put solar panels on it?
Yep, that's my business, so that's what I do. I wish it increased the home value, because when I sold my home in Colorado, it did zero zilch to the selling price. If you're thinking about it yourself, it doesn't increase the value of your home one bit when it sells. The market dictates the price.
Yeah.
For sure. Yeah, I wish it did.
We track the amount of kilowatts to see if it does affect. Mm-hmm. So when we run homes with, you know,
Solar panels and without it,
it's like, it's hard to see that value difference in the market.
Not when it sells, but obviously you don't have much of a bill, and that pays for itself after so many years, so it's money in your pocket, but when it comes to resale, it does zilch, and that's disheartening, because people spend, I mean, I spent, you know, many thousands of dollars, and we don't get it back. We don't plan to move, so it's one of those things, if you're moving, don't do it. If you're staying, great value.
I always figured if it was like saving you $100 a year in electric, you know, even though you have to pay the loan off, or your HELOC or whatever down, the buyers doesn't have that. And so when they come in, that $100 should be converted to value of the house. Right, so your monthly payment for mortgage is $1,500. Well, now it's $1,600, so that should increase the value of the house by that amount. But I haven't seen that.
That would be ideal. That's what people want. But you don't. Literally, I would say don't get solar in your home if you're planning on moving. It's not worth it. If you're staying there for at least 10 years to get the payback, and then it's money in your pocket after that on your bills. But you're also putting holes in your roof. You know, it's.
And you sell them.
I did. I used to sell the whole thing. Now I just sell the inverter and the batteries.
Uh-huh.
Solar. Okay. You ever looking to get inverters and batteries? That's what I do. We're out of Texas.
Uh-huh.
One of the only American-owned companies. The rest is owned by the Chinese, unfortunately.
What about keeping the squirrels out from nesting underneath there?
It does. And then just try it out so you're not getting the UV on the panel, so it should help. But then again, the parts that aren't covered are going to get UV damage, so you're going to have to replace the whole roof anyhow, not just the part that wasn't affected. But you are putting, I put a bunch of holes in my roof, and but no one wants to do that. A ground mount's always the way to go, but 0.41 acres, and the back is all slope, so it gets no sun, so I had no choice but to stick it on the roof.
You have gas, hot air, heat?
Yes.
And a heat pump?
Yep, we just installed the heat pump
for
cooling.
Good.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have a battery?
I do. I got a lithium iron phosphate battery. So if we get outages, I flick a switch and we got power for probably about a day. Batteries were, when I installed it, they've come down a lot in price, but when I installed it, they were really expensive. So I just got 7.5 kilowatt hours. Mm-hmm. So that's enough for the blower on the furnace, the fridge, and lights. But that's what I designed it for. But now you could get quadruple that for the same price of storage.
Wow.
In fact, that's the future. Less people are installing solar and just doing backup, because that's what people want in outages. Because most, you know, the grid here is good. You're not going to be without power for days. You just want to take it from, you know, the power is going out to when they kick it back on. So you don't even need solar for that, just a battery and an inverter to have backup power.
Cheaper than a generator.
Cheaper, less smelly, no fossil fuels, no maintenance, silent.
Hmm.
I've been doing it 23 years and I believe in what I sell.
Yeah, we just put some batteries in my brother's camp.
There you go.
Last year. Nice. And he was able to use the solar panels to charge the batteries, and it kicked on his heat pump just enough to keep the pipes from freezing in the wintertime.
There you go.
Really?
Plus, if you're not using it in the winter, it has plenty of time to charge up the batteries because you're not draining them, so you don't need a big system.
Yep.
Wow. Yep.
That's what he was worried about, because his pipes had burst before, and you know, having to like drain the lines into the well every fall, and then after hunting camp.
You know, my job is to sell commercial backup, so every commercial building should have some form of battery backup just for public safety, lighting, fire suppression, any cooling needs or any refrigeration. So that's where my focus is on commercial buildings. So if you guys ever need help with that, you know, we'd call.
Right. Well, any questions about the house property?
I don't have any questions.
All right, good. The board will deliberate, and okay. You'll get a notice from us in probably a week or two. We got a pretty
good turnaround. Do you want me to keep this here?
Yeah, we can do that. Thank you.
Okay, well, thank you. Good luck on the rest of the meetings.